Amazing History, ephistory.com.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents more of the El Paso History Show, featuring your host, documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk, and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we're going to do what we always do on hour two and start it with a history show and a history moment produced by Melissa Sargent, who will be back next week. And she is doing this for the El Paso History Alliance. And her history moment today is about Teresita Urrea.
Vicente of Caborra, Teresita Urrea, a mestizo, and a legendary healer of northern Mexico, had thousands of followers who called her the Saint of Caborra. Her sympathies for the Yaquis and other indigenous people inspired uprisings against a corrupt Mexican government. While living in El Paso Segundo Barrio, local newspapers portrayed Teresita as a Mexican Joan of Arc, a revolutionary and a healer of the poor. Catholic officials called her a heretic, and after death threats by Mexican government sympathizers, Teresita left El Paso in 1898. To tour the United States performing miracles and promoting her revolutionary causes. In 1906, Teresita died in Clifton, Arizona at the age of 33. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
And you can hear Bernie playing the violin.
He does it so well, doesn't he?
How does he play four of them at once?
I mean,
he gets better with this, but that's a very good story.
He's better than ambidextrous.
That's a big word. I'm not sure what that means. But his wife is good at doing these little history moments, so that was a wonderful thing. And like I say, Melissa will return next week. They're doing the kid thing. They're doing an early Christmas, I think, what they do. But in the meantime, we should let people know that it's for the Alliance.
Yeah, the El Paso History Alliance, a bunch of my good buddies over there, is on Facebook with more than 45,000 followers. Check that out. And for more information, call Bernie Sargent at 581-7920. That's 915-581-7920. And also mention of a great partner in the El Paso History Work, Barbara Gibbon Bainey. She's a great lady who is operator of a great Facebook page called Remember an El Paso Win. Go there for archive pictures galore.
They got lots of them, and she's probably putting something up right now. I just can't look at that computer at the moment. But also, she has a bunch of administrators. They just got a new one, but another one that's been there for quite a while, Ken Weiss, and I think that's how you say his name. But she's always looking for help. Get her on Facebook, El Paso. No, Remember an El Paso Win. All right, Gary Williams is in the house. Gary, we had a call during the break about what's going to happen with Pepe's and lunch. I take it you're not going to make it. But I will. Can you be so kind as to pick a special on here? What you do is you pick a something, and whatever it is, it becomes $6 today, no matter what the thing is on the right-hand side. So what would be of interest if you wanted to have everybody go out and get the Oñate special?
You know, I think the combination plate number two looks...
Two.
Oh, good choice.
Number two.
Combo two, winner. And it's only $6 today out at Pepe's. I'm gonna make it out there. There's all kinds of things going on today, so a lot of people go in different directions. The Archaeology Museum has stuff going on. There's an event over at Burgess House, and yada, yada. And wait till next week.
Busy time of year.
It's going to get even busier and nuttier. All right, Rick Kern, you been doing okay?
Doing fine, man.
You had the Border Legends come and go, and if you had too much money, you'd do it again?
Oh, you know, and that's what it's all driven by is the money. It takes, and it gets more expensive every year, you know, just stuff.
So if somebody had too much money, call Rick Kern.
Oh, yeah.
For a good time with local bands.
Yeah, you got a windfall, you know, come talk to me about it. We'll take care of it.
Do you remember the Sock Hops back in the day?
Oh, man.
I bet Cindy does, our call screener. Do you remember Sock Hops? Oh, they were Bassett High School, intermediate school back in the day, and then over at Austin.
The problem with it, the Sock Hops back in those days, they wanted Rod Crosby to play, and the problem was that the principal wanted to hire Bobby Booth and his orchestra all the time.
Yes, right? And there's where you got a conflict. Like, hey, let's just don't tell the principal what we're doing.
I know.
That didn't always work out real well.
I know.
What a history there. All right, as it is now, we've got a lot of history on the brain here about El Paso. And we have Gary Williams here with the El Paso Community Foundation. And your title is something like a senior officer?
Senior program officer.
Okay, right? What does that mean?
Well, it means that I work on program and grant distributions part of the time. But I was originally hired to be a coordinator for the Paso the North Heritage Corridor Project. And that's what we're talking about today.
That's mainly what you do?
Well, I do a lot of things. I mean, but we all do there. But the main thing is history and grant making. And specifically, I work with a supporting organization called the Burkitt Foundation, and we make distributions annually. And so I also do work with other projects at the foundation.
All right, let me ask you this. You're a good guy to ask. What do you think about El Paso's history, let's say, in relation to other cities who have had the same kind of duration on the planet as El Paso? Maybe you got some on the East Coast that are old. Not too many, because El Paso predates quite a bit of what happened in North America, in the United States and Canada. So what are your thoughts about how we rate for our history in comparison? I mean, you had the crossroads you talked about in the first hour. That then brings the next group of people, because how are they going to get here? Well, how do the first guys get here? Let's follow them. And you end up with I-10 was a trail at one point, you know, that kind of thing. And so what are your thoughts about how do we compare?
Well, it's unique. This is one of the largest border cities on the planet, if not the largest. It certainly is in North America. It certainly is on the U.S.-Mexico border. It certainly is in the Southwest. So you have unique things happening here that are totally different from a town that might have had its heyday during a railroad period or a highway period or a industrial or a mining period. This community has all these layers, and they're all built around themes that are pretty unique, not totally, but pretty unique to its place on the planet, which is on the border between two countries and in the southwestern United States in a desert with a river running through it. That is pretty special.
No, Oñate didn't go anywhere else to get into New Mexico,
right,
and name it.
Right.
He came right through here.
Right.
And back then, by the way, he named it New Spain.
So when heritage tourism is working for El Paso, it's working on both sides of the river, and it's working regionally. And we are old enough to remember when Juarez was the primary tourism attraction for most of our families who would come to visit. And that change, and I'm hoping it will change for the positive and remain sustained, that change has forced El Paso to look on this side of the river for its tourism opportunities and to do a better job of explaining who we are. But that symbiotic relationship between the two, plus all of the regional connections that we have, Pacime, the art, pottery at Mata Ortiz, White Sands, all of these things we know, the tourism people will draw a circle in this region.
Yeah.
That is really, it's a regional market. It's a special market. And I think if that will come back, you'll see even greater success. And our downtowns return with hotels that are being restored. We're going to get more conventions and so forth and so on. So I don't know if I answered your question, Jackson,
well,
but I think it's very, very unique.
But the point being unique is that we have better stuff than most people. And the trouble with us is it's in layers and it's connected that you can't really see all the connections. And when you try to explain it to somebody, it is just too much to talk about.
Well, it is and it isn't. And I think the thing is part of the work that we're trying to do is to build this connectedness among and between heritage institutions so that we're clear with each other on this multi-layered
story. You're
good
at this. You're good at that.
Well, it's an anthropological approach because my background's anthropology and then community social work. And so all of this, you can pull things out that are individual and then look at them in terms of this greater connectedness. So there's a good project that I'll mention that we got involved with the city. And there's a little space downtown called, it was called Calvary Man Park. And there's a beautiful black Pennsylvania granite statue of a static Calvary man with a saddle. And it has a great story behind it. The park that was destined for it had fallen into some decline. We gifted a landscape plan to the city and worked with the city to restore it, and they had money for some an Aztec calendar, solar-powered Aztec calendar, and for the landscaping. So we partnered up with the city. It's in front of the Marriott on the south elevation now, the new Marriott Hotel. It's a little pocket park, but it's a great example of using natural desert plants and trees, using the legacy of the Calvary in El Paso, Texas.
Which was big.
Huge. We put a plaque next to it, the County Historical Commission, and we did a plaque together to tell the story of the statue and the people who were behind the statue who donated that to the city of El Paso. So looking at connecting natural, cultural, historical, and making this a holistic approach, so when you do history and interpretation right, you're giving the greater context. So before we're done, I wanted to mention another project that sort of speaks to this. We have an 1886 zinc-lead sculpture of Lady Justice.
It used to be flying way up in the air.
It was in the 1886 Victorian Courthouse downtown that was demolished in 1919.
Wasn't it up on top?
Up on top. So there were either two or four, we're not sure, of these statues. We think value engineering dropped it from four on the order to two because you got to save money where you could. So let's say there's two. One of them is rescued. It's placed in front of the old Liberty Hall after the courthouse is demolished.
On the ground level?
On the ground level. Yeah. We know that. We have pictures of it. Then it moves at some point down to Escondite Park, and it's at the entrance with a little wrought iron fence around it. Over the years, she loses her arm, she loses her sword, she loses her scale.
Aww.
There's a couple bullet holes. So David Wellington Chu, Prince Mackenzie, Bernie, myself, others, but particularly David and Prince said, we can do better than this. Yeah. This is wrong. And we have the county, our partner, remove the statue, put her in storage. The county came up with the monies to restore her, and the Bar Association and the Community Foundation partnered with the county to raise the money to document with an exhibit and to place her back into the county courthouse about the same location where the new courthouse where she used
just
to be.
Just on the ground level, not up on top.
Right on top.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
We finished that project a few years ago. We raised the private sector money with the Bar Association, and then we developed an exhibit to tell the story of her journey from the roof of the courthouse
right.
down to Escondite, back to the courthouse, but to explain she's one of about seven unblinded Lady Justice statues left on the planet.
Did she get her arms back?
She got her arms back.
Okay.
And the county had her completely restored in Ohio, near the same place where she was originally made by an Ohio company. All these connections, If you lay it out in a way, it allows the person to connect El Paso in something here to the greater world and world back to El Paso. And that's the whole key, is this connection of our history to the world's history, to the nation's history, to Mexico's history. And that's how I think you do it, is its context.
Well, when you get there, you assess it and say, we have world-class history because of all these things that have gone on here.
This statue, I don't bring this up because it's trivial. This is a Smithsonian quality work
yes.
of art.
Yes.
It is a beautiful sculpture. If you've not seen it, we wanted to transform the entrance to our courthouse from beep beep security clearance to walking in and gazing upon this beautiful woman from 1886, this beautiful sculpture restored in a way to symbolize the need for justice, right? Lady Justice in this
courthouse. In the courthouse, yeah, sure.
And a positive entrance to that glass building. And so history comes through once again, and you connect the 1886 to today, and you transform the lobby in a positive way.
And if you want to see the dedication of that event, we have it entirely gavel to gavel online.
Thank you for doing that.
EP History on YouTube. Go to YouTube, and you did type in youtube.com/EP. I guess too many things going on. El Paso History TV, which is the same channel that we are now putting stuff in with Bernie. And by the way, you in this context of what we're talking about, you don't really need to say the guy's last name. It's Bernie. We kind of know who that is. Like Six Guns and Shady Bernie, we know who that is.
Right.
But this is the same guy, Bernie Sargent. And what we did with some of the TV pieces we did on ABC7, KVIA, they kindly let us run some history pieces on there in the newscast. But we now have these online on the same channel. So that's what we're doing to contribute to this whole thing. And it's totally private sector. It's out of my back pocket that we're putting, and it's not that big a deal with the funding from the grant people to make the videos, but the channel. Nobody's paying us to do that, but it needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. So another theme here is this show is focused on a lot of individuals that are moving projects from the grassroots up to completion. The trolleys, another grassroots effort. Ron Dawson, Prince McKenzie,
yes.
Peter, Representative Schwartzmeyer, Nestor Valencia. If I've left somebody out, I'm sorry. But all of these projects that I've seen in the last 20 years, frankly, are miraculous. And more miraculous projects are happening. The restoration of the old Hilton Plaza Hotel, miraculous. Yeah. The trolleys, miraculous. The Plaza Theater, miraculous.
A future potential is Hart's Mill. We need to talk about that after the break here, because there's a big deal. You've got a whole study on that. You're ready to rock on that one, aren't you?
Right.
Money. All you need is some funding.
Vision, perseverance, planning, and funding.
Okay, you've done the first four. Here we are. This is Gary Williams in the house talking history here. Rick Curran is sitting there looking about trivia. Did we cover any of the things we talked about?
You know, we did. We got a couple more here that he just touched on a while ago. So here we go.
We're doing trivia questions now?
Yeah, let's do it again.
Let's
do it again. Where is the historic sidewalk clock located in downtown El Paso?
Oh, I know where that is.
It's
on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
But which sidewalk? That's your question. Okay, what else?
Okay, and then the other one would be, what is the name of the restored 1886 zinc lead sculpture statue located in the El Paso County Courthouse?
I heard about this.
Yeah.
These are your trivia questions?
Yeah, those are
the two. What's the name of that statue?
What's the name of that statue?
Okay, I know this. And the other one is what?
The other one is, where is the historic sidewalk located in downtown El Paso?
Oh, it's down there. I know where it is. Okay. But then somebody has to call us, win a prize. They got Pepe's again. They got DVDs that are still left here.
Yep.
And they call us on the phone.
Yes, at 544-5876.
544-KTSM. And we'll put her on now? If you're going to do that, okay, well, I'll tell you what. We just had a break in the break right here. Melissa, good morning. We got you on the radio. What's up?
Hey! How's Mr. Dickens doing?
Yeah, how is Mr. Dickens doing? I don't think I want to know about that.
We don't want to go there.
Well, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun.
Talk to Gary Williams.
And also the...
Wow.
Well, you know what? I can't wait till you put on the Dickens event in El Paso, because all the times Dickens came here. What? No, he was never here. You got to do the Pancho Villa Festival. Come on.
Orale.
All right. Well, it's good to hear from you. Sounds like you're having fun. Come back when you feel like it. And get to the J.P. Bryan Museum when you can.
Yes.
I Cool. I bet there are. Well, it's good, cool. Good to talk to you. We'll see you next week.
Bye, Melissa.
Bye, girl. Bye.
You take her easy. We got people on hold for trivia already. We just throw the questions out again. We got sidetracked there.
Where is a historic sidewalk clock located in downtown El Paso?
Oh, I know that one.
And what is the name of the restored 1886 zinc-lead sculpture statue located in the El Paso County Courthouse?
And throw the phone number out. Maybe we'll go to break this time.
It is 544-KTSM, 544-5876.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. And you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-253-2181. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-253-2181. 1-800-253-2181. 1-800-253-2181.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text HAPPY to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text HAPPY to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's HAPPY to 350-350.
The Westside's newest luxury apartments are now leasing at Las Mansiones, 1776 Cimarron Trails, near North Wrestler Drive and Paseo del Norte, a mile from the new Westside Providence Hospital. Las Mansiones features three-story units with amazing views. To the east, the majestic Franklin Mountains, and to the west, El Paso's Upper Valley. You'll enjoy sunsets like you've never seen before from your own private balcony. Las Mansiones, 915-704-1776.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A lot going on here. We got the whole bunch of callers sitting there looking at us. I got to tell you who's coming in here next week because this is going to be kind of interesting. Oh, they always are. Martha Vera.
Oh, she's great.
Oh, my God. Honorary Counsel to Spain. Talk about El Paso and Juarez when we were in New Spain. What's going on in San Elizario, connecting that whole trail down there to Mexico.
You need to get her on here and do the Blue Lady. That is a cool story.
What the hell is that? We'll ask her, huh?
That's all about it. I mean, she went over there and performed it. I was in her living room.
Oh, I see what she does.
Yeah.
Well, here's
the
thing, though. She does all this about Spain and the council and Mexico, and she graduated from Eastwood High School. So
she's cool.
She's one of those kind of people.
She's got a neat husband, too.
He's part of your Lion Dudes.
Yeah.
But December 15th. Now, this December 15th show may have just been totally reorganized since I typed this up because of events occurring. Here's what we had scheduled. Margaret Smith, who is related to the Trost people, in our studio to talk about Trost architecture and history on December 15th, along with Melissa Otis, who is the founder and executive director of the Trost Society. Mm-hmm. Since I typed that, it has now become apparent that there will be a major event between the hours of 10 and noon on December 15th.
Very major.
Downtown. And that's a huge event with J.P. Bryan. We announced that in the first hour.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to combine all of those things into one radio show. I'm not totally sure where that's going to go. But we may be live down there at the library for a while and some studio stuff. Let's see how that goes. On December 22nd, we got Bernie Sargent coming back in here. We're going to always burn up the airways with Bernie. Now, what do you got?
Well, you know, today, December 1, there is at 2 o'clock, it's called Looking at an Old Dog with New Tricks. It's a review and documentation of Jaguar Cave, a unique painted shelter in West Texas. Margaret Barrier, got a BA. She's going to talk about it.
I don't know where that is, but that's today at 2 o'clock Archaeology Museum.
Yep.
All right, should we get to the callers? And Cindy, I didn't get number 2 listed there as you flipped it by me there. It would be, okay, Ruth is on too. But we're going to go in order that they called. Esteban is back. Is this an Esteban coming back? Hello?
It was owned by a private owner who leased it or provided it to the city of El Paso.
You mean the art museum?
Museum of Art. Luis Jimenez was the sculptor, and it was the Vaquero. And he actually, the individual owner, my understanding is he sold it to the daughter of the Walmart family, and she has an art gallery in Arkansas, a large gallery. I can't remember the name. So, unfortunately, our vaquero went to Arkansas.
And it wasn't the library. It was the art museum.
Sorry. Yes.
No, he said it wrong. All right. Well, thank you for that. Anything else on your mind? You want to do trivia? Did you do trivia last hour? Okay. What do you got? Yes, yes. So, you want to do trivia? Rick, talk to this guy.
Okay, man. We got two questions here. Where is the historic sidewalk clock located in downtown El Paso?
And?
What is... Yeah. Okay.
Well, give it a better name.
Placita used to be another place up on Mesa Street. Come farther down.
Tell us the name of the park where it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
San
Jacinto.
Yeah, but see, Placita was a different place down there. That's what confused me. Well, you got it, dude. You either get a Pepe's or you don't, or you get a DVD or you don't. What do you want? What do you want to do? Pee-pees. I think you spell it. He spells it the same way I do, pee-pees. And when you meet the guy, don't do that to him in his face because his wife will get you.
And you get the special of the day for $6, man.
That's it today. Okay,
no, but,
Esteban.
Your friends do.
You got this figured out there. And hold on here. Cindy will come on and tell you to pick this up, all right? Thank you for calling. Thank you for playing here. Cindy, Esteban gets one of those coupons. So, let's go to Mark. Hey, Mark, got you on the radio, Mark. How are you doing today? Oh, the Mark Calamia from Chamisal. Okay, what's on your mind this morning, senor? Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks, Mark.
How do they get a hold of you? If somebody has an idea for a county marker, Mark, how do they find you? There you go, Mark Calamia. There you go. Well, thanks for calling
up. Thanks,
Mark. You take her easy. And do we have Ruth back by any chance? We lost Ruth. Ah, Ruth, where are you, Ruth? Ruth, there's only one phone line left. Ruth, this got to be you. Hello. Yes, ma'am, you're on the radio. We can hear you. Can you hear us? Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, we're good. Williams. Whoa.
Nice.
Sure. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Ruth.
Did your last name begin with a G? Yeah, you're from a famous lineage all by yourself. Thank you. Right. Right. Well, come back and tell us about. Wasn't there a sheriff in the group there? Didn't you have a sheriff? Well, come. Give me a call. We'll get together. Otherwise, I'll see you at Pepe's today. How's that sound? All right.
Bye,
thanks
Ruth,
a lot for calling,
you.
Ruth. You take her easy. It's a lot of fun to connect El Paso with its history. And when you've really realized everybody here has got some story going on here that connects somehow. I mean, like we were talking about the Richmond house of the McKees. Well, guess who lives directly across the park from there? Cindy Garrett, our call screener.
Beautiful neighborhood.
She grew up there. So I'm thinking, I know there's somebody that lives in that neighborhood. There she is, sitting right there. Anyway, we got to take a break here, come back, and talk more about stuff. We're going to do the El Paso Inc. next hour, Rick.
Okay.
You ready for that? Next break.
I'm ready.
Okay, throw the phone number out anyway. Right. Oh, and also, you got pictures up here, the man?
I do.
On Facebook, El Paso, what is that website? What is that Facebook?
El Paso History
Radio Show in stereo. Call us up anyway.
The number to call is 544-5876-544 KTSM.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-2085. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-2085.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome back? Thank you very much for waiting. Would you welcome, please? This is Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones.
And I'm Keith Richards.
The Rolling Stones. Stones. No filter. The Stones are back on the road in 2019.
We look forward very much to seeing you.
Thanks for being there for us.
Tickets on sale Friday, November 30th at 10 a.m. at RollingStones.com and Ticketmaster.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Jackson here, Melissa back next week. The man in the seat there is Rick Kerner. I got to tell you what's going on here this week only in El Paso, Inc.
Who will be El Pasoan of the Year? This year's nominees revealed.
Why an El Paso Physicians Group started in 1939 and they also built a hospital. Why are they closing abruptly?
Steve Kaplowitz carves his sports heroes in stone. The Mount Rushmore of El Paso sports.
El Paso, Inc. is El Paso's only locally owned business journal.
El Paso, Inc. is available for home or business delivery and online at elpasoinc.com.
Sunday on ABC 7 Extra, Saul Sines takes a look at Mexico's new president. On ABC 7 Extra, tune in Sunday night, 10:35, to learn how the policy goals of Andrés Manuel López Obrador. That's a lot of names. Hey, how are those policies likely to affect you here in the borderland?
A Mexican presidential preview Sunday night at 10:35 on ABC 7 Extra with host Saul Sines.
It's a good thing they do there. We trade them a promo. You were mentioned this morning on ABC 7 Good Morning El Paso.
Yeah.
I think you were. I didn't get up enough time to see it, but that's what they're supposed to do. All right. Gary Williams is still here. We've been talking about something we haven't talked about yet. We've been headlining the La Hacienda restaurant, the Añates Crossing. That has got to be one of the most historic spots, like Plymouth Rock, on the
right.
Planet, on North America.
Incredibly important.
Why?
Well, for a number of reasons. Oñate's Crossing is near that location. 1851-52, Simeon Hart arrives and builds a flour processing, wheat processing mill using the water in the rapids that are next door. And then Fort Bliss moves its fifth location. There in 1878, the railroads come through. It gives the name given by Oñate's chronicler, El Paso del Rio del Norte, the crossing of the river of the north, to Ciudad Juárez's original name, El Paso, our current name. So it's the naming of our community. So on and on and on. But the context, again, it's context. So Leon Metz talks about El Paso Canyon in one of his books. And let's say on this planet, it's a four-mile stretch of river with steep rock coming down on both sides. And that 4 miles has got most of our history. Not all of it, but those 4 miles have a lot. Smeltertown, Asarco, Cristo Rey, International Boundary Monument Number 1. It has our river. It's surrounded by desert. It has a cement plant. It has Hart's Mill.
Railroads it cross the river.
It has remaining quarters of Fort Bliss. It's got railroads. The Camino Real enters the United States there.
Probably Bankhead Highway.
The Butterfield Trail used the same route. The university is next door. So you have all of these legacies in this four-mile section, and it's heavily industrialized. It's a challenging place, but it's got to be done in a way that we protect Hart's Mill, that it eventually is acquired by either the private or public sector, and the building is stabilized as it needs to be. So to that end, 20 years ago, a bunch of us got together through the leadership of Mary Ann Dotson, Bernie and I, Sargent included, and others as well, and we met. And we worked before the new owner, Chip Johns, and with Chip Johns on this history and legacy. The quarters have since been purchased from Chip, and so they have a new owner. And I know Chip is interested in selling La Hacienda. And in the meantime, Border Highway West has been blasted through there.
Yeah.
And the context of Globe Mills is gone. And so that is you have this little triangular island that is incredibly important. So what are we doing? Well, the El Paso County Historical Commission and the Community Foundation have teamed up through our efforts to work on Camino Real-related projects, this being one of them. And we are working with the National Park Service to do a study. And the study is a cultural landscape report, historic structures report. We hope we can find enough money to do the rest of the archaeology that the site needs. And we're in phase one, so it's about a $350,000 effort. We've raised money through the Park Service and the County of El Paso, another partner, to get at least the initial report done. I'm holding it. It reads El Paso del Norte, a cultural landscape history of the Oñate Crossing on the Camino Real de Tierra Adentro, 1598-1983, Ciudad Juarez in El Paso, Texas, USA. So this report, which we can get people a copy or a link to, is the first report of which will be many, and we'll eventually have this report. That report will serve as the baseline to say, what can we do? What can we do, and who could we work with on the public-private basis? So I don't have an answer for who's going to acquire it. It's a privately owned.
But you have a plan. Sorry,
but we have a plan that addresses its national and international significance. And you would say, well, don't we have other plans? We have a few, but nothing is comprehensive. So planning is hugely important. Studying, documentation, research is incredibly important if you're going to move something past where it is today. So this is step one. We're looking for funders. We'll be working with federal, state, local, county, municipal, private, whoever we can to get the rest of the money, get this report done, and see where this goes in the meantime.
If people wondered how these things get done, you just heard the full explanation of how the background of a project starts.
It's you know, I have to tell
20
you,
years ago this 20, started.
No, 20 years ago, and we're not giving up.
No.
And the Plaza Theater was 22 years just for the Community Foundation, but there are other people before us that were involved. And I'm just saying that if you don't knock it down, and if it's still there, you can recover the memories that people have to these places on the planet if you don't knock them down. Even if you do knock them down like a Sarco, that deserves, like you did your video, Jackson, that deserves an interpretive approach.
Yes.
Smeltertown deserves an interpretive. It does not, just because they knocked it down, which was bad enough, that memory is powerful to hundreds, if not thousands, of former residents and their ancestors, deserves to be kept alive.
We need a smelter museum. I'd love to make it that old admin building that's on the site still. The last,
the one the, we
the,
kept.
The right. first building right. that was ever built on a Sarco
right.
is the only one left standing at a Sarco. And it is their administration building. It's adobe, and it would be certainly interesting to make that into a museum. And I think UTEP's about to take a hold of it, and we have a lot of artifacts that could go in. One thing I wanted to mention to you, you talk about how long it takes to do something. I decided one time when I was in San Antonio to walk all the way to the head of their little river walk, and I found an old building with an historical marker. And the first time they decided to make a river walk was 1939.
Right.
39.
Right.
That's how long that took to get going. So we're youngsters. We've only been doing this for 25 years.
You have to start somewhere,
yeah.
And we've started.
Yes.
And people before us in this room and others started before us. And we know what they did, and you build off of each other.
Sure.
But it has to be consistently sustained. And it has to be, you have to provide funding, but you have to sustain the effort.
And we have to thank the private sector. In this case, it is the El Paso Community Foundation, because you have provided the continuity to all the elected officials who have come and gone and said, no, this is what we're talking about here. You didn't read that report? Well, here's a copy. And you just keep these people informed. And as they need to be part of it, they're brought along by people like you who have been there all along. Ideally, we would have someone with too much money think this is a great idea
exactly.
and come see you.
Exactly.
In other cities, that happens.
Exactly.
And now in this city, people with too much money are buying big buildings. Thank God they are.
Right.
But maybe if they could take a look at some of these historical projects, that'd be even better, because they have too much money. That's just my opinion. I'm sorry. We got to take a break here. Gary Williams in the house. You got a thought there, sir?
Let's do the break first.
All right, come back.
Okay.
Look out. Rick Kern has a thought after the break. Should we take a break and come back?
Yeah, let's do the break.
3, 2, 1, break.
Hey, guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/today. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/today. That's forhims.com/today for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/today.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text HAPPY to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text HAPPY to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's HAPPY to 350350.
Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
And Gary Williams is here. We got so much history, we're not going to make it through this. I'm going to be at Pepe's today down there if 67, whatever it is, 61. What is that? What the heck is that address out there? It's got an address called 6761 Donovan.
Yeah.
And what was the special today?
Number two. Combination two.
Combo two, you can get that stuff. And if you can't eat it all, take it home. Oh, by the way, Pepe has got this new thing that he's trying to make happen. Go and ask him, do you have the freezer road kit? He'll give you an entire dinner for $30 it's all frozen, and it's all packaged in a container that you can just put in your car. So on your way to California, stop by and get that. It'll still be good when you get to California.
Oh, cool.
And so you can serve it to your rills out there. He's got some. Take it to Colorado. I think you could probably take it, put it on an airplane with you, and they'll just have to look at all these frozen things, but it's openable. And anyway, ask Pepe about his, I don't know what he's calling it, but I call it his frozen dinner to go,
nice.
And it's his stuff. So if you want to get involved in some history and some food at the same time, go out there.
Very cool.
All right, Gary Williams here for the last few minutes. You got a question here, Mr. Rick.
Gary, you've shared a tremendous amount of information with us today, and I want to throw something out at you here. You know, we've seen what San Antonio's done. We've seen what Albuquerque's done. We've seen what Old Tucson's done. We've seen what San Diego's done with, you know, tourist attraction, you know, bringing mm-hmm. tourism to their communities. They've done it right. Cisneros did it right in San Antonio. In your perfect world, and I realize there's politics and everything that plays mm-hmm. into all of this, and it can impact the results, the plans, the results, and how you elevate and how you descend and how things come about. In your perfect world, what would it take in a timeline fashion if everything was great, where you could come in and make El Paso a go-to instead of a go-through city? We know what we want to do with Durangito. We want to, you know, we're not going to go into all of that. But wouldn't it be cool to have a downtown El Paso with all the infrastructure we have here? We have Folklorico. We have Pancho Villa. We have so much history. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's here. What could we do to make downtown El Paso an old El Paso and do it right?
Well, you know, I'm gonna say that the approach should be to look at not just the downtown, but all of our history from rural county to all of it. And so, in order to do that, you have to inventory, you have to assess, and you have to find private and public dollars to move forward together in a collaborative way to feature our history. You know, you don't necessarily have to have a major attraction. What you can have is, using history, you can show off your history by having pride in it and protecting it, preserving it, and interpreting it. And for the heritage traveler, which is a growing sector of the public, that will keep them here longer. So if you can't do a river walk, then you do playa trails. If you can't do whatever other attraction you want to think of for San Antonio, you take care of your missions and you take care of the surrounding area.
We have better missions than they do.
Yeah, we do.
If you want to look at what appeals to people, it's authentic. Mm-hmm. So in the valley, Rio Vista Farm is the 1915 poor farm and the Bracero Processing Center. We've listed it as a most endangered place. National Trust found out about it. They've listed it as a national treasure. They're working on a national historic landmark, the nation's highest designation. You start to work on designations and protecting the assets. It's probably the last Bracero Processing Center left in the United States. And for people with that connection to agriculture, braceros, etc., it's hugely important.
Last word is Gary Williams. Thank you for being here,
sir. Thank you.
We got to get out of here. Some of us are going to Pepe's, and some of us are just going to go off and wander the world. Rick Kern, thank you for being here, sir.
Thank you, Jackson.
We got Melissa back here. Cindy Milazzo, thank you for being Screener Call Lady. And Senor Sergio Valenzuela, thank you for what you
thank
do.
Thank you.
Everybody, I'll see you next week. And ephistory.com for details about the radio show. And buy a DVD if you feel like it. It's Christmas. See you next week.
Is that all right, Rick?
Perfect.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.
It's time for podcasters to get the recognition they deserve. Introducing the iHeartRadio Podcast Awards, presented by Capital One. Over 20 categories like crime, comedy, music, sports, curiosity, and more. Cast your vote, and you're automatically qualified to join us in person for the first ever iHeartRadio Podcast Awards. Vote now at iHeartPodcastAwards.com. Brought to you by Capital One. We've reimagined banking with inviting cafes and one of the nation's best savings rates. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
There are things that go together that make mornings better. Coffee and cream, bacon and eggs, pancakes and syrup.
Let's take a look at traffic and weather together.
Traffic and weather. Yeah. Stay informed with El Paso's News Radio. Updates all day long.
General things like that help me get through my day.
Before you head out, get together with our traffic and weather. Traffic and weather all day. Stay informed with El Paso's News Radio. 690 KTSM.